We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kits and Wagers. We're talking Friday for game week 34 in the Premier League. I'm Adam Zdrojek, joined by Chris Owen. We're both dealing with allergies and colds and sicknesses and everything. Our voices may not be 100%, but our thoughts and bets are still 100%. Chris, welcome in here.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks where you just got some bad allergies. It's that time of the year. Now it's like kind of kicking into maybe like a full-blown cold. I'm not really sure, but yeah, just happy to be back talking. It's we've kind of had a couple weird weeks here with games, FA Cup, you know, teams playing on short weeks, stuff like that. And this week we got a full slate for the weekend, so that's kind of nice. Rather than like, you know, like last week, I think we had like a five gamer overall or four games. Where a couple were, we had those two FA Cup matches. So nice to get back to like some sort of normalcy here with the schedule at least. And, you know, going to get into a few matches here and see if we can't hit a couple bets.
We will definitely be hitting a couple bets here, but you got your Liverpool warm-up sweatshirt I see here for the Merseyside Derby. I'm trying to lighten the mood from this sickness. I got just orange Hull City here. Hull City, I just looked up. They're battling relegation right now, so they're trying to stay above, sitting in 19th place in the championship table. But it looks like it's going to be good for them. So the first match we're talking about, Arsenal home against Manchester United. Arsenal coming off, I don't know, surprising, crazy, I don't know, whatever word we want to describe, the win against Chelsea on Wednesday. They're plus 115 to win. Draws plus 255. Manchester United to win is plus 245. You can get over 2.5 goals at minus 125 and then under 2.5 goals plus 100. You got to lean on this one. You were on Arsenal against Southampton last week. I was on Chelsea against Arsenal midweek. We were both wrong. Now, what side are we picking here?
What we know about Arsenal is that we don't know. We have struggled with them all season long. And yeah, pretty big emotional win for them against Chelsea earlier this week. But I kind of don't know what to do with this one a little bit. They're playing at Arsenal. Arsenal getting positive odds at home, so that's tempting. But I think a key part here is whether Cristiano Ronaldo will start for Man United or not after he was out at the midweek. And so I don't, you know, whatever goes on with that is going to be a key role because they don't have much, you know, they're not very good attacking wise without Cristiano, at least in my opinion. And so
I think he's back 100% going to start. 100%.
He is.
Yeah. He's okay. Been training for a couple days now. So,
okay. So that definitely may, you know, affects where I'm at here. I think before I kind of figured out, we knew that Cristiano was going to start. I was looking at double chance here. Man United, they are going to go on the road, so a little bit of a little bit of trouble there. But you get them double chance at minus 130 against Arsenal. Arsenal, outside of that win against Chelsea earlier in the week, have kind of been like yo-yoing in terms of like how they're performing. So I think I'd rather just go with a, you know, Man United lineup that has Cristiano Ronaldo. and take them win or draw at -130. It is on the road, but I still think that that is my most intriguing bet that I would go for in this match.
Right. Yeah, I can't disagree with that. It's -130 on the double chance. You can also get draw no bet for better odds. I guess the big thing to point out, you mentioned Ronaldo. It seems like he's going to start, been practicing, but also Scott McTominay. He's been out for a few matches. He's been training. Rafael Varane has also been training. So they're getting a couple of the guys back. And I guess that's kind of leading me to go with the under here. I think people see the 2-4 result against Chelsea for Arsenal, and they think, okay, there's going to be goals. And then they see Manchester United, they give up, what, 4 goals to Liverpool. Then they have that 3-2 game against Norwich. But I actually think the under 2.5 is the play. You can get, +104 on this one. So pretty good odds for – I mean, I guess you probably could get better odds. +104, maybe it's not the best, but – I just think that both these teams, you know, they're playing for the top four, and I think there's going to be, you know, some nerves. They're not going to want to, you know, go too far in the attack or go too heavy in the attack because, you know, they don't want to be the team that goes down 1-0 in this spot. And I think it's going to be kind of a, you know, one of those back and forth kind of cagey matches. There isn't really an advantage to either side, but I think as long as McTominay starts, I think Manchester United is just going to get back to how they were playing before under Ragnick. With they're going to have two defensive midfielders in Modric and McTominay, and they really haven't had two guys like that for some time. Like they've been rolling out like a 4-3-3 with Jesse Lingard in there, and that's just not really kind of been working for them. So I think it's going to be back to what Ragnick wanted originally. It's going to be defensive. I think it could be like a 1-0 result to either side here. And like Arsenal just scored 4 goals, but I don't know what happened in that match. It looked like Smith Rowe could just do whatever he wanted and get good shots from the top of the box whenever he wanted. So assuming that doesn't happen again, I'll say that, you know, both Arsenal and Manchester United struggled to score. So I'll go under 2.5 goals. Do you have a preference on the over-under here?
I mean, looking back at their previous match, they played in December, early December. Manchester United won that 1-3-2. But prior to that, you know, you had last season we had a 0-0, we had a 1-0. The season prior to that, we had a 2-0 and a 1-1. So, you know, and then even that, before that, it was 2-0. So in this fixture, there hasn't been a ton of goals aside from the most recent match. So, I mean, that would kind of support your under 2.5. Overall, but yeah, I think that's, I don't really have a big enough read, but I think it Ronaldo, you know, I'd be a little bit in the lineup, I'd be a little bit more weary of that under 2.5, but I think overall the previous fixtures and previous results show that maybe that might be the bet to lean towards.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at – so you brought up that previous result against Arsenal, and I think Ragnick, it was actually appointed, like, that day of the match or after it. So he actually wasn't managing that match when it was 3-2. So I think that actually goes in the favor of the under because, I mean, once Ragnick took over, like, it's notable they had been a more defensive team, like, if you just take away some of those recent results. But – So I think that is going in favor of the under 2.5 here, even though that prior result. So,
yeah, and that previous result was 3-2. Looks like Bruno Fernandes opened the scoring, or Emile Smith Rowe 1-0, and then Bruno Fernandes equalized, and then Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals. And if you're in the mind that maybe let's check out an anytime goal scorer, for instance, Cristiano Ronaldo +170. He scored 3 versus Norwich, 2 in this previous matchup with Arsenal, and +170 is pretty decent for him. So maybe something to consider on the side.
I'm not considering that. Okay. all right. So this next match, yeah, I'm taking the under. I'm not betting a goal scorer here. Next match, we had to throw in a relegation battle, and what better to talk about relegation than with Norwich. Norwich are still last in the table, but not dead last. So if you have those bets of Norwich to finish last. They're only 1 point behind Watford right now, sitting. We got 22 and 21 points. It looks like these teams are done. Watford and Norwich. Burnley just got another win. Burnley are at 28, Everton 29. So it's they need 3 points, probably three more times at minimum the rest of the way. So that's what we got with Norwich here. Norwich plus 260 to win. Newcastle plus 115 to win. You got the draw at plus 230. Over 2.5 goals, minus 105. Under 2.5, minus 115. So Newcastle favored, but they're away from home. What do you think about this match? Newcastle, I think it's one of their best runs ever in terms of home form winning matches. But then you look at like their recent away matches and they got a bunch of losses in there. So do you think Norwich have a chance to win here?
I would lean no.
Come on. Just,
like, I don't know. They gave United a tough match, but like a tough match. And then Newcastle just have been playing so well, at least at home here. They're on a 3-match winning streak overall. And previously they drew back in November 1-1. And then prior to that, they had only a couple other results because they kind of both been, or Norwich has been yo-yoing between the Premier League and the Championship. But, I think overall, I just don't see a way forward for Norwich here. Every time, they get a decent matchup, they kind of seem like they drop it. They are conceding the second most goals behind Leeds United at 66 goals. So I'm kind of intrigued by that over. And that was over 2.5, minus 105. So you're almost getting plus odds. I think, the Norwich, despite Newcastle's defensive tactics, like that has pretty much led them to a few results here. I think that just Norwich in general concede a ton of goals. And I would rather go the over 2.5 at minus 105.
Yeah, we'll say that Eddie Howe hinted at some rotation because of the busy week, and Newcastle just played on Wednesday. So you got that. But, in terms of that prior matchup, Newcastle, they played – I think that was one of Eddie Howe's first games back in November 30th, but it was 1-1. Kieran Clark got a 9th-minute red card. And then Newcastle actually went up 1-0 before Pukki got a late equalizer. So, it was – pretty solid for Newcastle to get a point out of that after the early red card. But I don't know. I just keep coming back to it just seems like Newcastle, they're playing really well at home. They're pretty much limiting every opponent from anything they want to do. Crystal Palace couldn't do anything in that midweek match. You look at their previous home matches and they're just dominating teams, not really allowing any good opportunities. But you turn that around and look at their last away match, 5-1 at Tottenham. That got away from them. They lost late at Everton. I think that's pretty relevant in terms of this match. So Everton actually won. They got a late winner despite being down to 10 men. Before that, it was at Chelsea. So, Newcastle, they want to limit opportunities. And on the other end of that, it'll be interesting to see how exactly this match is played. I assume it's just going to be defensive because of the way Eddie Howe is playing with this team. So I'd consider the minus 115 and the under 2.5 goals. I don't think, even though Norwich want to get the win, I feel like this is a game where it's going to be scoreless going into halftime. Neither one of these teams really has a good chance. So I'd probably take under half a goal in the first half kind of a thing. I think that'll be a good route just because I think Norwich will be fine with scoreless draw. They're going to want – basically both these teams want to play for the 1-0 win, I feel like. That's kind of I'm kind of getting at because that's what Newcastle have been doing. And then as for Norwich, they know they're not going to, run a team out of their building. But they're at home. They got their fans. They beat Burnley last time at home, so they got some confidence at least. So I don't hate plus 260 for Norwich to win. That's kind of what I'll say. Their double chance is similar to Manchester United. You got the plus 250, 260 odds for both those teams. And then I'll go with the under again. So I guess I'm on a couple unders this week.
Interesting. Yeah, to support your point about Newcastle, four of their past six matches have been 1-0 has been the final scoreline. So if you subscribe to that, then the under makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of the opposite of what everyone expected Eddie Howe to do. I think he's just looking at his team and he's like, we can't keep up if we want to score with other teams. Like, we can't really do that with Chris Wood and what we have in the attack. So we're just going to try and just body teams up in the midfield and not allow teams to get good opportunities around the box. And that's pretty much what they're doing. Like, if you look at all the recent results, none of these teams have more than like one expected goal against them outside of like that Tottenham match. Like, they're just limiting good opportunities. And I mean, what that tells me is they're playing for the 1-0 win. That's kind of what it's come down to. I mean, you look at that recent Leicester match, Leicester got an early goal, but then Newcastle dominated for, I don't know, the final 45, the final 60 minutes of that match. But Merseyside Derby here, next match we're going to talk about. Not as fun as previous Liverpool matches, but I mean, Merseyside Derby always, there was a time, I don't know, a couple years ago where Everton, even though they weren't very good, they were putting up a fight in this matchup. But then you look at earlier in the season, it was 4-1. So let's look at the odds. We got Liverpool minus 525 to win, Everton plus 1400, draw plus 650, over 3.5 goals plus 115, under 3.5 minus 140. So what are we going with? Over 3.5 goals again?
The over 3.5 goals has been extremely strong when we've been betting on Liverpool. It's tough to not, I mean, the odds have gotten much worse than when we, like, I think, was it 3 weeks ago we bet on that? And then last week I bet on that. I think it was plus 180, or earlier this week against Manchester United, it was like around plus 180. And that obviously hit, but now we're down to plus 115. So we're not quite getting the odds that we had earlier. I think when I was kind of looking at this, the most interesting thing that I saw was that the last time Everton beat Liverpool in this fixture was in 2010. And the most interesting part of that is Mikel Arteta scored the second goal for Everton in this one, and now he's managing Arsenal. So there's just no part of me that would consider an Everton bet. Just, it's been 12 years since they got a win in this one. But that being said, the over 3.5 goals, not quite as good of odds. So I'm a little concerned about that overall. And we might see a little rotation from, you know, I think it was Mo Salah, Mane, and Diaz in the lineup against Manchester United. So we might get, you know, Jota, Firmino, and even, I mean, I'm sure Salah keeps his place or in some capacity, but we might not see that same lineup. So, yeah, I would. I'm less intrigued by that over 3.5 than I was in the past couple matches against Manchester United and Manchester City.
Yeah, so I guess in terms of that 3.5, that barely hit against Manchester United. Like, it was 3-0, and they got that late goal. It seemed like it was 2-0 in the second half, and like Liverpool couldn't really care less to score again, and they, you know, they got two more. But just in terms of that, I feel like the worry with over 3.5 is that this is like a 3-0 game in the second half, and just Liverpool are fine with 3-0 result, and you know, the fourth goal would be something lucky that happens, just like Manchester United. So I am leaning the minus 2.5 in terms of this one. But I do want to ask you, just how do you think Everton are going to attack this match? Because, like, they're not going to want to play. Like, I know Lampard wants to play a little more attacking and whatnot, but, like, they're not going to – like, they don't have Calvert-Lewin, so they're going to want to play more defensive. But do you think that, like, is that going to work? Like, if Everton want to – I don't know, try and make this an ugly game and try and keep this low scoring, do you think that is even possible right now with the form that Liverpool have?
Yeah, I mean, definitely possible to keep it low scoring. If they want to sit in, and I mean, they can, obviously. But it just, yeah, I don't, they're the missing Dominic Calvert-Lewin part is tough for them because they haven't necessarily been like you know, in top goal scoring form here. So if they want to sit back and do that, then, you know, that kind of supports the not taking the over 3.5 overall. But yeah, I could see this one being a little tighter. And then if we look at previous results, Liverpool won 4-1 earlier this year, but then it's been 2-0, 2-2 last season, 0-0, 1-0. So kind of all across the board. So there's just not any sort of consistency. The only consistency is just that, you know, Liverpool have been scoring goals overall in this season. But yeah, this one's tough to call here from a goals over under standpoint.
Has there been a matchup like this where Everton was like battling relegation and Liverpool were, I don't know, the best attack in the league like this?
Not in recent history. Yeah. No. I mean, this has been really obviously a tough season for Everton. And it's always been a little bit, you know, whether, as mentioned, they haven't beaten them in, you know, 12 years, but Liverpool just, you know, have found themselves near the top of the table, at least the last few seasons. But Everton have just truly not been that bad. And, you know, to try to – they're in this relegation fight with Burnley. And Burnley, you know, they have an okay run in here where Burnley's got Wolves, Watford, Aston Villa, Tottenham. Aston Villa twice, actually, and then Newcastle. So they're not facing any of the top four sides, at least, or except aside from Tottenham. So they have a little bit of a better run in here. So it'd be a big ask for Everton to take points in this matchup. But, yeah, I think Frank Lampard is doesn't want to be at the helm if and when Everton go down.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm just trying to gauge on if Everton can actually, because they're going to want to play defensive, if they can actually hold Liverpool to one or two goals. Like, if that's the case, then, like, you can look at under 2.5 goals at plus 186. You can get FanDuel. Like, if you think that route is at least possible, that's just something to consider. Like, you look at these prior results, and it's just the Merseyside derby. Sometimes it just tends to be close, even though when the teams aren't really close in terms of talent level or form. So, I mean, that's one thing. But, I mean, you just look at Everton's away results. They've allowed multiple goals in their last 8 away matches, and that includes a match, FA Cup match against the Hull City Tigers when they won it. I think it was an extra time. Yeah, they needed extra time to beat Hull City 3-2. But, I mean, you just look at some of these away results. It's just like they gave up 3 goals to Burnley 1 or 2 weeks ago. I mean, I guess the thought is just like they just play completely different. They don't want to go up and down as much because they know they can't do that against Liverpool. So it's just going to be like one of those. But that's not even like how Liverpool play. I was just going to suggest it's going to be like one of those Barcelona against like a low-level La Liga team where it's like 80% possession, 3 expected goals to 0.1 expected goals, and it's like the other team gets a random chance and scores and wins 1-0. But it's just not how Liverpool play. So I don't know. It's kind of just interesting to see what Frank Lampard's going to do with how he attacks this game.
Yeah, I was just checking out the previous matchups and who was in the starting 11 earlier. This would have been February of 2021, so last season. That was the last time Everton held them to 2-0, and I mean Liverpool pretty much had one of their better lineups. But prior to that, the other like 0-0 result, the other 1-0 result, we had Takumi Minamino, Harvey Elliott made a rare start, Divock Origi was in the lineup. So those previous results where there wasn't a lot of goals or even any goals, was with matchups where or with lineups where there was like, you know, some second string kind of players. So if it's Mane, Salah and Jota, then, you know, I don't think that Everton are going to be able to necessarily hold them to one goal at least. But yeah, so keep an eye if there's any rotation, but if there isn't, then I'd support that at least 2 goals.
Yeah. I mean, you look at that 2-0 result last year for Everton and it's just like, oh, Jordan Henderson started at center back, got injured in the 30th minute, and then Nathaniel Phillips came in for him. And then that was also playing with Ozan Kabak, who like has struggled to get a role at Norwich this season. So like, that's kind of what Everton won 2-0. They had Hamas last year too. So you got that in there. But I mean, the most recent results, you got the 4-1 result for Liverpool. They won at Everton. And that was, I mean, I guess you got Solomon Rondon starting that match, but for the most part, it's, you know, similar squads to what we're going to be seeing in this game. And, you know, Liverpool just dominated. Lampard, I don't believe he was there at the time, but yeah, so I guess it's enough. We got to have the Merseyside derby here.
I'm having a glaring mistake moment here.
Sure.
I was saying they hadn't won in 12 years. They won last season. Everton won last season. But prior to that, it had been 12 years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
You're ignoring that result with Kabak and Phillips at center back.
I guess so. But, yeah.
I guess while we get into
this. Just to clarify, that was a major oversight.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So to further this conversation, we're just going to get into best bets here, and I'm putting the stink on Liverpool with my best bet, because Liverpool have been maybe the most consistent team, the easiest team to trust this season. Like, they have this run of wins, of positive results. And so, as we said, I guess midweek, these are no longer best bets for me. They're just bets that I give out, and you fade my bet. And we've been saying this for a couple weeks that you just fade my best bet. So technically, the listener, you should be up 7 in a row, 7 straight wins off of my bet. So you're welcome for that. The question is if it can keep up here with Liverpool. I'm taking Liverpool -2.5 at +145 against Everton. We just talked about it a bunch. I don't think, even if Everton try to play defensive, I don't think they're gonna do it. I think Liverpool win at least 3-0. Liverpool's been keeping clean sheets as well. And then you throw in what's going on with Everton and their attacking issues. Like, they needed a late Richarlison goal to get points midweek. Was that against Leicester? So Liverpool is playing really well. Maybe they'll rotate, but I think the rotation is it's not going to matter. -2.5 Liverpool +145. This is going to be up to you if you want to fade this or not, but the fade of my bet is 7-0 over the last 7. So there you go.
Fade, hashtag fade Adam. Interesting fade enough. Hopefully we talk. Yeah. Fade Z. Hopefully we talk that one. Fades. Hopefully we talk that one into existence.
You want the winner. You want my bet to win this time.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping for the bet to win here. Interesting week in terms of best bets. A lot of things out there. Nothing like super popping out. I'm 3 of my last 4, but 2 of those were over Liverpool, over 3.5 goals Liverpool bets, and I think one was a Man United double chance. So I looked at a few things here. I mentioned the Man United double chance earlier. That's -130 away at Arsenal. I'm gonna skip that one, although it is interesting. Another one is Leeds United is -125 double chance. Although I like how they're playing, going to skip that one too, but just going to throw that out there. And then one I really want to target here that we didn't necessarily talk about was Brentford versus Tottenham. You're getting over 2.5 goals at minus 125. And when you look at the last six games for each team, they've been involved in games that have been over 2.5 goals. Each team over their last four of six matches. And interesting enough, for Brentford, they've been, scoring goals. And in the two games that they didn't hit the over 2.5, it was home against Burnley, who we know how they play. And that was 2-0, so just barely missed that one. And then the other one was against West Ham, and that was also at home, 2-0 in that match as well. So they've been a lot of goals in those games. And then for Tottenham, their last four or six matches where they've been involved in games with over 2.5 goals, the two games where they didn't hit over 2.5 goals were both games against Brighton. So the most previous matchup was 1-0. That was last weekend. And then the other one was 2-0 against Brighton, and that was back in mid-March. So other than that, there's been it's been 3-2 against Manchester United, West Ham was 3-1, Newcastle was 5-1, and then Astonville was 4-0. So all that leads me to say I'm taking the over 2.5 goals at minus 125, just based on the fact that both teams involved in games with a lot of goals.
I like this bet. What do you think of this? Is Christian Eriksen against former team Tottenham. What do you think that's going to be for, like, his mindset for Tottenham? You don't have, just looking through the roster, you don't have a ton of players that played with him outside of Son and Kane. I don't even think Højbjerg was on their team when Eriksen was there. No. So, I mean, it's Eric Dyer, I guess, Ben Davies, Lloris. So you got a few players that played with Eriksen. What do you think that's going to mean for this one?
Yeah, I mean, since Eriksen's come back for Brentford and, like, started getting way, a lot more minutes, he's been great for them. Definitely be interesting to see, the reaction from his teammates. But if you subscribe to a revenge narrative, not that it's like revenge really, but I would go Christian Eriksen. You can get him anytime goal scorer as plus 650, which is a pretty massive number for an anytime goal scorer. But that would be an interesting bet just against his former side. We all love that kind of narrative sometimes. Then the other one that's interesting is Ivan Toney is plus 185, and that man's been scoring some goals. He's got 12 goals overall and 5 from the penalty spot. So if you want the over 2.5 and then you think there's going to be a couple goals, you got the Christian Eriksen against his former team narrative at plus 650, or Ivan Toney, who's been Brentford's best goal scorer.
Yeah, I honestly think you can throw a nice little let's just do it right here. I'm actually going to go crazy. You got over 3.5 goals at plus 220. And then let's throw in Ivan Toney to score. And then let's throw in Son to score at plus 120. Well, I was just going to create this, but it's just not letting me at the moment. But anyways, that's something to look at. You could probably get, I don't know what that'd be, more than plus 1,000 odds right there, probably plus 2,000. So, if you think there's going to be goals, I think, like, this is a match where either team could score two or three goals, unless, like, Brentford want to play things a little more defensive. But it just seems like it's going to be an open matchup where both teams can score. And then just in terms of these teams, like, for Tottenham, it's always – Son or Kane scoring goals. And then for Brentford lately, it seemed like Tony's on PKs, he's scoring goals, and Buemo's been pretty good. So you got those guys, maybe throw in Eriksen. So it should be a fun match, but our voices are almost gone here. I got a couple more podcasts to do later today for DFS. So it's going to be a busy day for me. So I got to conserve the vocal cords a little bit, but Chris, you got some traveling today. Are you going to be able to watch any of these football, any soccer this weekend or what?
Yeah, I will be I got a pretty long drive ahead of me this afternoon and in the evening. Going to chop up a couple soccer podcasts on the way down, that's for sure. But I know nobody in this wedding. Maybe one person besides the bride. It's one of my girlfriend's good friends. So I'll, you know, probably going to just lay low in the morning, taking as much EPL as possible, try to stay out of anybody's hair. And, you know, looking forward to that Brentford-Tottenham match as the later in the later slate.
Yeah, you got to hit that best bet. So we didn't mention Chris is 3-4 in his last best bets. So there you go. And then again, fade my best bet is 7-0. but yeah, Chris, over 2.5 goals between Brentford and Tottenham. I took Liverpool minus 2.5. But that's what we got. Premier League game week 34. Chris, safe travels as you travel on the West Coast to California. And hopefully your allergies / whatever you got going on are better for the wedding, and you can enjoy yourself in lovely California there.
Definitely. Thanks, Adam.
Yep. See you every next week. And yeah, game week 35 then.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.